Welcome to Florida Matters More, the podcast for Florida Matters, WUSF Public Media's show about the issues and events that Floridians care about. I'm Robin Sessingham, host of Florida Matters. You can hear Florida Matters Tuesday evenings at 6:30 and Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WUSF 89.7. This week on Florida Matters, we're spotlighting some entrepreneurs with ties to the University of South Florida as they embark on their road to fame and fortune, hopefully. Coming up, a conversation with WUSF's expert on all things USF, Mark Schreiner. Support for Florida Matters More comes from the National Foundation for Transplants. Right now, hundreds of Tampa residents need an organ transplant they cannot afford. Join National Foundation for Transplants, an organization providing financial relief to transplant patients for more than 35 years. Visit transplants.org to learn more. Hi, Mark Schreiner.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
Good. Well, first, I want to ask you about this huge news that broke this week. USF President Judy Genshaft announced that she's going to be stepping down.
Yes.
Big news.
Big news. And actually a surprise to quite a few people surprised by this, Robin.
I hadn't heard.
Yeah, you know what? President Genshaft delivered her State of the University speech last week. Never gave any hint about this decision. I saw her Friday evening. Never said anything about it. The people who were with her at the Georgia Tech USF football game on Saturday
Nothing. Said
they had no idea.
Wow.
And then Saturday night, the phone calls started going out to the Board of Trustees and other officials around the Tampa Bay area, informing her that she had made this decision.
Oh, and Peter Schorsch over at Florida Politics,
yes,
he broke it. He got wind of it.
And
yeah.
Also, Robin, what the president said was that she has been thinking about this. She has been discussing this seriously with her family since about May of this year.
Well, she's 70.
Yes, yes. She turned 70 a little earlier this year. As for what's next, she says that she's got 10 months to finish up the goals. As a matter of fact, just last week at the Board of Trustees meeting held the day before the State of the University address, she was given her list of goals of things that she is supposed to accomplish over the next 10 months. And they're heavy goals. She wants to raise $100 million for the university over the course of the next 10 months. She would like to bring in just as good a freshman class, a record-setting freshman class this year in terms of GPA and SAT scores. She wants to repeat that in the coming year, as well as a record-setting MCAT scores on the incoming medical students. So she's not going to take a victory lap. She wants to get a lot done.
I mean,
in
it's
the next
a big
10
deal
months.
Because she's been here. She's been at the University of South Florida for 18 years.
18 years. Yeah.
And has transformed the university.
You look at the numbers alone of a 40% increase in enrollment and a tripling of the four-year graduation rate, 20% in 2000, 60% this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and
20% was horrible.
Yes, yeah. And again, I mean, it's...
And that was only 10 years ago?
18 years ago,
18
when
years
she started
ago.
In 2000.
Okay.
And also, of course, the research money, which is something that we'll be talking about here on Florida Matters More.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that this year of research expenditures, again, a record, $568 million. Triple what it was when she first came here in 2000.
And now a preeminent university along with University of Florida and Florida State University, that was a big, you know, I know that brings in more money to the university,
yes,
but just the status.
The status alone
of being
as well.
Called a preeminent university is
and,
a big deal.
And it's interesting because the one thing that that I've noticed in the 3 months or so, 2 months since the preeminent status was attained, USF is starting to phrase it a little differently. They're saying they're Florida's only preeminent urban university, trying to differentiate themselves as being in Tampa and St. Petersburg and Sarasota versus being in Gainesville and Tallahassee.
Well, all right. Tallahassee's also pretty urban, but okay.
Yeah, yes.
All right. So you've been reporting on entrepreneurs with links to the University of South Florida, faculty, alumni, and current students.
Current students.
So how'd you get started on that?
Well, Robin, it's oddly enough, the funny phrase maybe, I don't want to say boredom, but I've been doing University Beat for 17 years.
Right.
Sometimes you're looking for a new challenge, a way to do things differently. And in addition, I get a lot of ideas sent to me. And I hear from a lot of different people on the USF campuses. And one of the things that I was getting a lot of emails were, mainly from current students, but sometimes alumni, was, hey, I've got a business. I've got a company, I've got an idea, I've got an app. Can you help me out? How can I get word about it out? And you start amassing all these different emails and different story ideas. And also people that I've met over the years and profiled previous entrepreneurs. And I was kind of like, wouldn't it be great to find out what's changed for them? Mm-hmm. How is things, have things improved? Has the business become a success? So it was just a simple matter of just getting all these different ideas and going, hey, I may have enough here to do one a month.
Yeah, and a few of them must have jumped out at you.
Yes, and that's the thing as well, is as you said, the unusual thing is the students.
Yeah.
You've got these 17 and 18-year-old kids.
Well, I was going to ask you, who was the youngest entrepreneur that you profiled? Well,
I interviewed a pair of USF undergraduate students, and they came up with the idea of an app for a study buddy. They were calling it Tinder for study groups.
Yeah.
So the concept,
it's a great idea.
The concept of swiping left. Oh yeah, absolutely. And when they explained it to me, it was just like, oh my goodness, that's genius. And they call it Stubby for study buddy. And what it is you plug in your statistics. You plug in your information. I want to study mathematics. I'm the kind of person who enjoys studying in a louder environment. I enjoy studying late at night. And then it matches you with other people with similar
interests. Well, is it geographic, or are they studying by Skype together, or is it just on USF campus? How did they envision that?
They're in beta mode right now, so they were looking at the USF Tampa campus, mm-hmm. but they then started adding in USF St. Petersburg, St. Pete College, University of Tampa.
But in the same area.
Exactly.
So they can be face-to-face.
Absolutely.
They can study together.
Study together.
So were they getting any money? Do they get any seed money?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Not yet, but it's the kind of thing where if they take the idea and they develop it enough and they then bring it to the USF student incubator, they can get that kind of support that the university provides to these students with these ideas.
All right, so look out for Stubby. Who do you think of the ones that you profiled might just make it big?
There's one that's already making it big, and that is the Nomo Nausea Bands. And that is the creation of a woman who has 3 degrees from the University of South Florida.
So she's an alumna.
Yes, and mm-hmm. that is Jacqueline Darna. And Jacqueline has an energy like you wouldn't believe. She was a anesthesiologist, and she's basically just practicing once a month now to keep her license up, because this product has blown up in the extent that she was about to sign deals with Walmart and Target. She's already in 10,000 stores before you add in Walmart and Target. And it's a simple little...
like a pressure band.
Rubber band.
I've seen those for years, though.
What ended up working out differently for hers is, in addition to providing that pressure band that works for, you know, car sickness, pregnancy-related nausea. Yeah, mm-hmm. cruises are the big one. She also brings in the third idea of using the essential oils.
Oh.
There's a scent that also helps to suppress nausea. So it's that combination of both the acupressure as well as the essential oil scent that just, again, triggers something in your brain that slows that process down. She's created it for pets. She's created it for children. She's looking at expanding the line so that it treats other things. But again, you know, this is someone who 3 years ago had an idea, and really her idea came about because she was tremendously sick following the birth of her second child. And what she ended up doing was she had taken a eucalyptus leaf and taped it to a pressure band on her wrist. And she said, wait a second, if I combine these two things.
Wow.
And here she is 3 years later with a product
well,
that's in 10,000 stores.
What, how about, so she's, what, in her 30s? Her 40s?
Yeah. 30s. Mm-hmm. 30s. Young woman. And like I said, just the energy from her interview, it was amazing. But you could also see how she's made it a success, because she's done a lot of these Shark Tank, I believe the actual Shark Tank show. She's won international pitch competitions with this idea, because it's also her energy level.
And it's easy to understand.
Yes.
This is not a very complicated thing for consumers to understand.
And that's
either.
The other thing in stories that I'm looking for is I want to make it simple, because I want to show people that you don't need to have some huge complicated idea to become a success. I mean, study buddy for study groups. I mean, yeah. Tinder for study groups. I mean,
But I wouldn't know even how to create an app, but I know right. how to create a band that sure. puts pressure on your wrist.
The first student I interviewed, the first graduate I interviewed is the creator of Aquamelon Watermelon Water. And that's
okay. So I know from watching Shark Tank that the beverage industry is very crowded already. That would be a very tough one.
He, Des Williams, he's a USF graduate. It took the idea of just taking watermelons and squeezing them down for the juice and using that as in addition of it's basically almost like Gatorade to some extent.
Is it carbonated?
No. Mm. It's the only treatment that they do is they have two other varieties with different flavors, one with mint and something else. But it's pretty tasty. He's 35 years old. He graduated from USF with a master's in entrepreneurship. And while he was here, he was among the very first charter class of the student innovation incubator.
So is he selling any of that drink?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. His goal, right now he's in a couple of stores in the Tampa Bay area. He's looking at expanding beyond that. His goal, and it's right now, 60 stores around the state of Florida.
Oh, 60?
Yeah, and he wants to have 250 locations by the end of this year.
Where can we go to try some of that?
I would advise you to take a look at his website, which is drinkaquamelon.com.
Okay.
We'll have on the Florida Matters page, we'll have links to all of these entrepreneurs' businesses.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But his goal, as he says, is to be the Tropicana of watermelon juice.
Okay. Wow.
All of these entrepreneurs, whether they're a current student, whether they're faculty, whether they're alumni, they all have this dream.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, that's the nice thing about entrepreneurship and innovation is it does have that American dream angle to it.
And we don't have citrus screening for watermelons yet.
No,
know what? He might be onto something there.
Yet.
Oh, no. So of all the people that you interview, what was the takeaway? Was there any takeaway of... any tips on what it takes to succeed that you saw, anything you saw in common?
Perseverance. Really. Perseverance is the main thing, is the idea that if your first idea doesn't work, you don't just toss it aside. You tweak it. You make it work better. You figure out what's wrong with it and try to make it work. And then if the first 100 doors are slammed in your face, you keep asking. You keep finding a way to try to get assistance, to try to get seed money, to try to get your project off the ground.
You really have to believe in yourself, and you
Absolutely.
Have to have that entrepreneurship gene, because I guarantee you, these students, their parents are saying, oh, that was, it's nice you tried that, now get a job.
Yeah, yeah.
and which is hard not to do.
No, and you never know, because the great example that a lot of these students look at, more of the alumni because the students themselves don't know the story, but you look at Gatorade, which was discovered in a laboratory at the University of Florida, 50 years ago. And now, one, what it means, obviously, for athletes and weekend athletes and the company that owns it, but also what that means to the University of Florida in terms of the money that came back to them in the licensing.
Yeah.
So it's something that can benefit a community. It's something that can benefit a university. But the creator, Robert Cade, is known worldwide in innovation circles just for this invention.
So some of the things that you talked about are coming through the university. I would imagine some of them are just the people did independently.
Some of them are people doing it independently. Mm-hmm. But what we talked to Paul Sandberg in Florida Matters about, the vice president of research and innovation at USF, is the idea of how USF helps foster this mm-hmm. through the Student Innovation Incubator as well as the Tampa Bay Innovation Incubator, which is for other businesses. Maybe faculty-owned businesses or alumni-owned businesses, and how the university helps them.
And then the university gets a cut?
In some cases, if they work out licensing deals.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Florida Matters, because I have the great question that I always love asking Paul Sandberg, which is, would you rather have one Gatorade or 10 smaller-sized businesses? Because of the licensing money involved.
Are you just going to tease us, or are you going to give us the
answer? I'm going to tease you on that.
All right. That's Mark Schreiner, WUSF's assistant news director and longtime producer of USF's University Beat. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Listen to Florida Matters on the radio, Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 7:30 on WUSF 89.7. And you can find Florida Matters and all the links that Mark was talking about at WUSFnews.org. I'm Robin Sessingham. Come back next week for another episode of Florida Matters More. And subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher.